downtown Salina. We head out.
Back at the Smoky Hill River Festival, Todd Pittenger in the First Bank Kansas Mobile Broadcast Studio, joined now by Byron Norris. He's part of the Ambassador Committee. Like the ambassador to Spain, the ambassador to the Netherlands, that sort of thing. No, this is a little different. Kind of the ambassador to the artists and the exhibitors. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, Todd. You know, the title sounds a little more august than it actually
right,
is.
Yes.
Actually, we're toting water and coffee, but primarily we're trying to make the artists and the craftspeople as comfortable as they can be. And the people that are here to volunteer are circling around through those areas ready to help in any way that we can. So
basically whatever they may need. If it's a really hot day, maybe they need some ice or a cold drink. If it's a little chilly, if rain's coming in, they might need some help to cover up some things, that sort of thing, right?
I just came from our tent. We're starting out with coffee this morning. Probably by 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock this afternoon, that won't be on the menu.
It'll be bottled water and soft drinks, I would guess, right?
We have coffee, we have tea, and we have water. So those will, the tea and the water will be the primary things later in the day. So.
How long have you been involved with this?
I think maybe about 8 years.
I've
been doing this.
All right, let me ask, what is, I'm going to put you on the spot here. One of the strangest requests you've ever had from an artist. I mean, there's probably been some strange, you know, I always like to talk about, you know, these bands have writers where they need some weird things. What's one of the stranger requests that you've had?
You know, I think just, you know, obviously the artists that are here are very, very competent. They know what they do. This isn't usually their first venue that they've been to. I don't really have had anybody ask. You know, we also will take and help with bathroom breaks,
right,
which can be very important.
For
they
sure.
They have a little card that we can play. They place up on their tent, and that alerts the worker that that person needs a special request. So, you know, I guess what I've learned in doing this is, in fact, yesterday, people were here helping them unload their equipment,
right,
and their artwork.
Acting as a roadie, for lack of a better term, right?
Exactly. And I'm told that that's really kind of exceptional for Salina to do that. And when, at the end of the festivals every year, they get feedback, and they give us really good marks for that. And so,
again, talking to Byron Norris from the Ambassador Committee here at the Smoky Hill River Festival. How does one become involved? If I want to volunteer and help out, it's probably too late for this year, but for next year, how could I do it?
Actually, Todd, it's not.
It's not too late for this year.
I asked Anna, who's actually the representative from the Arts and Humanities.
Right.
They are looking still for some volunteers.
Okay.
There are 103 two-hour volunteers working this festival.
Right.
That's quite a large number.
Yes.
They still need about 120.
Okay.
Sunday, unfortunately, is kind of a day that lots of people don't participate.
That's right.
So if you're really wanting to do something, working on Sunday would be of tremendous benefit. Go to the riverfestival.com website. There will be a participant volunteer thing that you can click on. You can sign on and you can sign up for available time or whatever to volunteer.
I would guess Sunday you'll be running drinks or whatever, and then a lot of them will be tearing down and leaving, so they could probably use some help in that endeavor.
Exactly, exactly.
Again, Byron Norris, Ambassador Committee, thank you so much. I'll let you get back at it. Some of these artists need a little help.
Thank you, Todd.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You do.
All right, perfect. That was about...
We're good.